We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Dennis, thank you very much. My name is Gary Hessen for John Reed. You're listening to Richland's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Today is Tuesday, August the 16th. Today is Giving Tuesday. We have gotten confirmation that John has landed in New York. John will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And today's Giving Tuesday at 9:35. We'll visit with the board president of the Shepherd Center, Margaret Eady. But right now we bring in the White House correspondent from Gray TV, John Decker, frequent contributor to the program. John, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Gary. Hope you're doing well today.
I am. So I think I know the answer to this, but what's the top buzz right now in D.C.?
Well, the top buzz is just so many investigations concerning President Trump, the former president of the United States. Of course, we know about what happened 1 week ago yesterday, the search of his home at Mar-a-Lago. And now we learned a little bit more that search for classified documents is likely more than just a search for classified documents. Why do we know that? Based upon a filing that the DOJ made yesterday with the federal judge overseeing that matter. The filing was in response to several news organizations who wanted to see the affidavit that's attached to the search warrant that led to the search of the former president's home. And they indicated that there is an ongoing criminal investigation. The matter has not ceased simply because they now have the documents that they were seeking. In fact, the investigation continues.
Obviously, calls for all that information to be unsealed have come from media outlets, but it's come from a lot of other circles too, right?
Well, it's come from Republicans. It's come from Democrats. In fact, the letter sent yesterday, jointly written by your Senator Mark Warner, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, also signing that letter, Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida. They wrote that letter, addressed it to both the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, and also to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States. But that's not going to influence what the DOJ does. They will not give up. They will not make public that affidavit. That's the big enchilada. That tells you exactly what the DOJ essentially has right now as far as their investigation is concerned, what information has been supplied to them, who is cooperating with the DOJ, who has been interviewed by that federal grand jury impaneled in Washington, D.C., what type of evidence they have. Are there surveillance tapes, audio or visual? And so all of that is contained in the affidavit, likely dozens of pages long, and that will remain under seal. It will not be released by the DOJ. It will not be released by the judge overseeing this case.
John, it's interesting. When the Justice Department made the comment that it was not going to release it, it said that the release could jeopardize the investigation. Now, I understand that. But it also said damage the reputations of those involved. What do you think that means?
Well, it has a lot to do with the people who have cooperated with the DOJ. You know full well that the reason why Donald Trump wants to know what's contained in that affidavit, he wants to know who has been speaking to the DOJ in his inner circle, who has been cooperating with the DOJ, what FBI agents conducted that search by name. And he wants all of that information to essentially go on the offense. Right now, the Trump defense team is just that. They're on the defense, and they've been on the defense since last Thursday when Merrick Garland put that motion forward to unseal the search warrant that led to the search of the former president's home. And they will be on the defense for the foreseeable future because this investigation will not happen in public. It will not be updated by the DOJ. The next time that we learn about developments is the next time we learn about developments. There will be no leaks as it relates to this investigation.
What do you think is a time? When do you think the next step comes? How long do you think it'll be?
Oh, that's just a guessing game. I am a lawyer, but you know, I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know. I don't know what's contained in the affidavit. I don't know what kind of information has already been acquired by the FBI. And of course, let's not forget, with the search that took place on Monday of last week, they have to go through that. That will take weeks, if not months, to go through the 20 boxes of material that they seized from the former president's home last Monday.
We're talking to John Decker, the White House correspondent for Gray TV. John, interested in what you've heard from some of the reactions of the president. What's your take on what you've heard from the president?
From President Biden? Nothing.
No, I'm sorry, former President Trump. My apologies.
Oh, from former president. That's all right. From former President Trump, you know, he's been throwing a lot of spaghetti, so to speak, at the wall to see what sticks, you know, raising the idea of planted evidence and then, you know, raising the idea that the material that was taken from him fell under the umbrella of privileged material, attorney-client privilege or executive privilege. Of course, it can't be attorney-client privilege if it's classified material. That is property of the United States of America. I think he ought to spend more time consulting with criminal defense lawyers and less time, you know, putting out messages on Truth Social or doing interviews on Fox News or Newsmax or wherever he wishes to do the interviews. He needs to realize this is something he's never dealt with in his entire life. This is potentially, and I use that word in bold, in capital letters, underlined, potentially the United States of America versus Donald Trump. And he needs to treat this as the serious matter that it is.
John, we just got a couple minutes left. I want to shift gears quickly and talk about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. That's about to become law, isn't it?
Yeah, this afternoon, President Biden is coming back from his vacation to sign that legislation. That will take place at the White House. I will be there for that bill signing. And then the president, after he signs it, will go back on his vacation. But this is a big deal politically for the president. It's a big deal politically for Democrats. They can now tout an accomplishment, another accomplishment, as they go back home and prepare for the midterm elections. Without getting into the policy side of things, politically, it's a big plus for Democrats who stayed together, as did Republicans. This was along party lines, but we'll see what happens if this matters at all to voters when they go back home and tout this political success to their constituents.
Obviously, it is the middle of August, and so the 2.5 month frenzy towards the midterm elections, the landscape is kind of being set here, isn't it? It's what's going on with the former president. It's the economy. It's all of that. Those are going to be the talking points as we see what happens in early November.
Well, that's right. You know, and let's not forget the top issue for most voters isn't the former president. It isn't, you know, the January 6th committee. Those are important issues. But the most important issue for most voters, the issue of inflation and how has the party in power dealt with that particular issue. That, I think, is how most Democrats will be judged. The Senate's a different story. I think that people judge the candidates based upon the candidates and the quality of the candidates that have been put forward. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens as it relates to the Senate vote in the midterms, who controls the Senate, the House. I think it's a foregone conclusion that Republicans likely take over the House of Representatives after the midterm elections.
Going to be interesting to watch the next 2.5 months, that's for sure. John, always great to get the insight and to catch up with you. Be well.
Great. Thanks. You too. Thanks for having me on today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yep. That's John Decker, the White House correspondent for Gray TV here at News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.